This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will represent the U.S. at a Swiss peace summit for Ukraine later this month. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 100 nations will attend the summit in Lucerne.
First, very strong step on the way to peace.
President Biden's due at a Los Angeles campaign fundraiser the same day, hosted by George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Asked if the president's absence sends a bad signal.
There hasn't been any single leader around the world who has supported Ukraine more and more stridently than Joe Biden.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says no matter who represents the U.S.,
there can be no question that Ukraine has no stronger backer than the United States.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israeli military has confirmed the deaths of four more hostages held by Hamas, including three older men seen in a Hamas video begging for their release. The three men were all age 80 or older. They appeared in a video in December released by Hamas. Monday's announcement heightens pressure on the Israeli government to agree to a new ceasefire proposal that could secure the return of hostages still held in Gaza and end the eight-month war. Yemen's Houthis say they targeted a military site on an Israeli port city with a new ballistic missile, the Iranian-backed group's military spokesperson said on Monday. The Houthi militia, which controls the most populous parts of Yemen and is aligned with Iran, has attacked ships off its coast for months, saying it acts in solidarity with Palestinians fighting Israel in Gaza. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is widely expected to win India's election on Tuesday in what would be a triumph for his Hindu nationalist drive that has thrown the opposition into disarray and deepened concern for minority rights. Exit polls have shown 73-year-old Modi well on track for a victory after a six-week-long election that saw 642 million people vote in seven stages in the world's most populous country. Modi said over the weekend he was confident the people of India have voted in record numbers to re-elect his government a decade after he first became prime minister. Talks to form South Africa's first national coalition government are expected to begin this week after the governing ANC party lost its majority for the first time following the announcement of official election results on Sunday night. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
Despite the heavy blow his African National Congress party took at the polls, President Cyril Ramaphosa pledged that the ANC, which got 40% of the vote, would work with other parties to find common ground as coalition talks get underway. The ANC has had a majority for 30 years since the end of apartheid, so governing in a coalition marks uncharted territory. Under the law, parties now have 2 weeks to form a government, with South Africans on edge about what form that could take. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. President Joe Biden's son Hunter faces gun charges in a historic case that began 4 days after Donald Trump became the first former president to be convicted. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Last year, Hunter Biden was charged with lying about his use of illegal drugs when he bought a revolver in 2018 that he possessed for 11 days. He now faces three felony charges stemming from the purchase and has pleaded not guilty. It's one of two criminal trials he faces. The other involves federal tax charges brought separately in California. He has pleaded not guilty in that case as well, and the trial is set to begin in September. A plea agreement that would have resolved both the gun and tax charges without prison time collapsed last year.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Pro-Brexit anti-immigration campaigner Nigel Farage is returning to frontline British politics. He announced on Monday he will take the helm of a right-wing party and run for parliament in the July 4th election. The announcement came just days after Farage said he would not be a candidate because it was more important to support his ally Donald Trump in the U.S. presidential election. On July 4th, voters across Britain will elect lawmakers to fill all 650 seats in the House of Commons. The leader of the party that can command a Commons majority will become prime minister. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.